In San Diego, the baseball Padres and the football Chargers dominate sports headlines, but this year a college sports program is winning over the locals. The San Diego State Aztecs are the sixth-ranked men's basketball team in the country. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Anderson has the story.
Viejas Arena is nearly full on this cool December night. The green uniforms of the Cal Poly team are out of place in that sea of red and black. The student section leads the show. They cheer, they boo, they make the game as difficult as possible for the visitors. It's a far cry from the days when the arena opened in 1997. Then, the basketball team was only drawing about 1,500 fans a game. Losing in 14 of the previous 16 seasons will do that. This year, the 12,000-seat facility has sold out for nearly every home game. Longtime fan Gilbert Fembris says he's watched the change and he welcomes his fellow fans.
Now that they're a top 10 team, regardless of whether they're playing mediocre teams, people are still coming out because it's fun to watch and it's a bargain.
Due in part to the $10 to $20 ticket prices, the turnstiles are getting a workout this year. Before the season, there were only 8 sellouts in 15 years. San Diego State's season began with 20 straight wins and a national ranking that peaked at number 4. The national spotlight is focused on San Diego, in large part because of the head coach, who came here 12 years ago. Steve Fisher landed in San Diego after an uncomfortable departure from Michigan. He won a national championship with the Wolverines in 1989, but rumblings about a booster's ties to a star player got him fired in 1997. He took a year off, spent a year in professional basketball, and then arrived in San Diego. Fisher's first team here only won 5 games, and he dismissed half the squad after the season. The coach wanted quality players capable of competing. The strategy began paying dividends, and the team qualified for the NCAA tournament in 2002. For Fisher, it was a lesson in geographic expectations.
When we went to the tournament our first year, I said I could be elected mayor here. If you just make the tournament back in Michigan, they're going to fire you.
The athletic department's Mike May says running with the blue bloods of college basketball is new for the Aztecs, and the top 5 ranking makes this season even sweeter.
Now when you have a special season, you can kind of peek into that rarefied air where you're mentioned with Duke and Kansas and Syracuse and Connecticut and those types of programs.
The expectations may be different now, but Fisher's recipe for success is the same. Find athletic, talented basketball players, teach them how to work together, and play stifling defense. 6'8" senior forward Billy White listens to his coach because Fisher has already been at the top.
He always tells us, you know, don't let this get to our heads. Stay humble. If you guys want to stay like this, you guys are going to keep winning. In order to win, you got to put hard in work and practice.
Put some effort into it, man. Put some energy into it. Let's go. Go get the ball.
Fisher stands at half court in Viejas Arena, arms crossed, watching his players run through their drills. Darkness shrouds the stands that rise up around the court. Fisher's practice is a mix of tempo and teaching. Players go full bore 1 minute, then get a lesson the next.
You've got to hit him, BC. You can't let that ball come over your head.
Good job, Billy. I'll let him.
Find Hutt. Find Hutt. Right away. Get it up. Find Hutt. Come on. Move it.
6'11" Brian Carwell jostles for position with 6'9" Malcolm Thomas. Thomas wrestles a rebound from his teammate and fires the ball up court. Fisher's eyes are on everything, and his tongue can be quick and biting at practice. Thomas says coach is different during a game.
He's been there. He knows what to expect. And, you know, he never loses his cool. He's always calm. And that helps us on the court.
Fisher says he wants the team to enjoy its accomplishments on the court and off. He knows how difficult it is to achieve. And he knows this season is still a work in progress.
We still never won an NCAA tournament game. So that's one of our goals, to get into the tournament and then win in the tournament. We've gotten in 3 times before and have gotten knocked out the first round.
Last year, a terrible first half against Tennessee cost them that first tournament win. But Fisher was already talking about this year after that close loss. The NCAA tournament is just over a month away. Fisher is one of 11 active coaches who've won a national championship. And with a birthday coming up, the 65-year-old coach has an idea about a gift.
March 24th, I want to be playing on my birthday. So if we're doing that, we'll be in pretty good shape.
San Diego State plays UNLV tonight in Las Vegas. For Only a Game, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. On Sunday, contestants from all over Japan gathered in a campground near Tokyo to compete for a top prize of 100,000 yen, a little over $1,200. Armed with shovels and dressed in flamboyant costumes, over 200 teams made up of men, women, and children dug the deepest holes they could manage in 30 minutes. Amateur diggers labored alongside the pros, men who dig on behalf of the gas company every day. The contest included rules, of course. Competitors who threw dirt into somebody else's hole risked disqualification, and creative holes garnered extra points. This year's winners dug to a depth of 10 feet 8 inches. Fine. Now, can somebody tell me what constitutes a creative hole?
I dig a hole in a meadow. I dig a hole in a cold, cold ground. I dig a hole. We're gonna lay down a cold.